Yossi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Unfortunately, we have only 10, 12 minutes to talk, but anyway, it's very important for us to have you today in our show. And I know that you, everybody knows your website, Yossi Links. I said everybody, if you guys don't know, just go and check it, Yossi Links, and you would understand why you cannot miss it. Yossi is a big leader in the Jewish community, very well-known guy. It's for us a big honor to have him here today. But you organize Purim party. Why you organizing, and when it gonna be, and what is gonna be there?
Thank you. So basically, Yossi Link, it's a community-minded platform. So we have we are organizing events on our own, and I hope I'm posting events for the community. So it's like a one-stop place. So, you know, the JCC have their events and the Federation and the synagogues, but they come to Yossi Link and there's a one place that they can all the events can be posted right there. And a few times a year, I organize events for the community, and the Purim party is a big one. Today is actually Purim, the Jewish holiday of Purim, and there's lots of celebration around the city, and the Kollel, the Chabad, and all the other synagogues. And so I'm doing it. My party is going to be on Saturday night, March 7th, mm-hmm. At the Polish Community Center, and tickets are $18. It's for 19 plus, so adults only, and we had a party 2 years ago, and it was amazing. So you can go to the website yossilink.com in the photo video section. You can actually click and see the video from 2 years ago to get an idea.
I see. Yossi, you're going to have a live music there?
Yeah, they're going to be at the band, like the usual suspect band, and we'll have some Israeli music. If you give me some Russian, we can put that too.
Really? If we give you some Russian songs, you can play them there?
Yeah, we had like a good portion, like a Russian community came to the event. It was a fun thing. I don't know if you know Leon from, he used to be at the BCK. There's a few other people I'm connected with, so they are going to come. It's going to be fun.
Tell me, Yossi, it's $18 per person, right?
Yes, exactly.
And is it, what time does the show start?
The party starts at 8 p.m. and mm-hmm. then it will go until 1 o'clock at night. So
really? It's going to be like music, dancing, but food, drinks as well?
Yeah, exactly.
It's including $80, so the $80 include music and just to be there.
And we're going to provide party snacks, we're going to provide dessert, and people will have to pay for the alcohol.
Alcohol.
A reasonable mm-hmm. price, yeah.
Yeah. Pavel. Are you planning to go to Purim party?
Yes, of course. And why do we have to celebrate Purim? Why don't you organize party for, I don't know, like New Year or other holidays?
In New Year, there's so many parties in town. So it would be, you know, it's this is like for the Jewish people, Halloween, you know, October 31st is the...
And let's say...
This is our Halloween.
And let's say we have lots of people, non-Jewish, listening to our show. Are they invited as well?
Definitely. Everybody is welcome, of course. Like,
and why they have to go? Why? Like, what is so special? Like, if they're not Jewish, but why would invite them?
It's just a fun party. Like it's a costume. People like to dress up. And but if you're intimidated by dressing up, you just can put a hat on, you know, put them on a mustache. And
so it's fun party.
Yeah.
And Purim is a fun holiday.
Exactly. It's a very fun holiday. And you are like sort of commanded to drink until you can't tell between the evil and the good.
And so. What Jewish people drink when they celebrate Purim?
You know, Jewish people in general are not big drinkers anyways, but they, you know, you drink the arak and, you know, vodka and, you know, beer, wine and all that kind of stuff.
If they drink everything, but usually they don't drink. Yossi, what costume are you going to have in the party?
Oh, it's a surprise. My wife is working on it. It's, you know, I have other stuff to do, so she's taking care of that.
I see.
And what's the price for, let's say somebody has the best costume at that night? Any price?
We're going to have very good prices. Prizes, like we are organizing that, so we'll have like door prizes, costume prizes. It's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, if you go to the website, just click on the photo section. You can see the video from 2 years ago.
So let's say if somebody has left over a costume from Halloween, it's a perfect chance to reuse the costume to dress up and have fun.
Go ahead, yeah, no worries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And can we remind our listeners when party is taking place, where, and how to get tickets?
The tickets, so they can call me, 604-726-2555, or they can go online at yossileaks.com, and they can purchase tickets online. And like I said, there will be also tickets at the door, so but it's mm-hmm. better to get them on before.
Yossi, tell me, how many people might be in a party, like 50, 100, 200?
You know, we're expecting about 200 or so. So, yeah, and last time we had a sold-out event, so I believe it will be this one again.
But what about if you would not have space for everybody and people still would like to come after our interview today? What are you going to do?
They have to call me, so that's why if I have an idea, so I know it's going to be sold out. I said, sorry, can't come, but we didn't get to that point yet, so everybody is welcome to call, and I'll let them know. But we likely to be able to hold, you know, at least 200 or more.
Yossi, you are a very special guy. We know that based on your website, based on your parties that you organize. What make you to do something like that for the community, to do so much for the community?
So I came to Canada in 1991.
From Israel?
Yeah, from Israel with my family and 3 children. Now I have 4 children. And I work as a software engineer for many years, so I know all the technical stuff and software and emailing, kinging and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to connect with the Jewish and Israeli people in the community. I believe the same with the Russian community. They want to know what's going on to friends so feel a sense of community. And in 2004, like about 10 years ago, I started this online newsletter that I send out once a week, news about events in the community, jobs, houses for rent, and helping people, you know, find a place, get a job, and all that kind of stuff. And then that's how it started to build. And right now we have about, 5,000 subscribers to the newsletter. And now with the Facebook and Twitter, it goes viral. So it's actually much more.
Thank
website
you.
Is yossileaks.com. You can get all the information regarding Purim party, which is happening on Saturday, March 7th at 8 p.m. And you can get a ticket, $18 in advance and $22 at the door. And you can buy tickets at yossileaks.com.
And I would like to use this opportunity, Yossi, to say a huge thank you from the Jewish community that doesn't matter Hebrew speaking, Russian speaking. We adore that we have you in the community. I'm so happy that you came today to talk to us. And finally, I'm waiting for the day when all Jews will be together. Doesn't matter what languages we know, Russian, Hebrew, Italian, German, that because of Yossi Havusha exists on this land and this earth, we can finally get it. And I'm sure that we will do that together. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me today. Спасибо.